After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? It's another episode of Black Lightning. They got my man Jefferson up in jail, y'all. We got a special announcement, and I think Gamby and Jefferson might be okay. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, it's Beyonce, and I just...
It's all over your breath. Talking about you, Kanan.
Come on, you better sing, Joelle.
Yeah, you don't even know it. You don't even know. Like, this song and this episode specifically, especially as we got toward the end, I was like, I cried real tears in this episode.
I did too.
I cried legitimate real tears. Dude, if I heard, we'll get into it later, but if I heard a police officer say those actual words in a press conference to people, my whole face would be covered in tears. Like, police violence is so prevalent. I have so many black men in my family and my life that I love. Like,
catch me
I spend that with y'all. Guys, we got renewed for a season two. Right, I mean, duh, obviously. Yeah, riots were going to ensue if we weren't.
Yeah.
Which means season two Black Lightning, which means season two of us.
Hi.
Yeah. Season two of us, me again.
We are so happy to be back. My name is Drew Jones. I'm going to start introducing my lady, starting to my left.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones, and to the lead to my left.
I'm Joel Monique, and to my left,
I'm Portia.
Guys, what did you all think of this episode?
It was cool.
That was a perfect song.
How many notes did you take before you came in?
You're like,
well, look, see, before I came in, actually, okay, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the show. So, I really like this episode because it just showed, like, a greater dynamic of Gamby's abilities to make something shake. You know, because if it wasn't for him, you know, homeboy would be in black sight somewhere. So, I'm just glad that we got that together and
so
he's
are we
free.
Done ragging on Gamby and Henderson?
So, you missed last week's episode. Welcome back, Joelle. We missed you. We missed Joelle. So, let's just go ahead and everybody brief Joelle on how, you know, Gamby is in, you know, a good zone. Not the friend zone, but a good zone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's in a
he
good zone.
He is forgiven because, you know, I forgive as the Lord forgives. Okay. Remember we discussed that, guys? Okay.
Oh, we do.
So, but he's in a good zone. We're going to leave that there.
Okay, I love it. I already mentioned the police were amazing this episode. Seeing Nyssa go out on her own and kick some ass and get things where they need to be was awesome. Kara, you can meet me outside.
Oh, meet me outside too. I got your back, Joelle.
For Kara, we're not an explicit channel, right? We got to keep it clean in here.
Yes. We got to keep it clean. Vice Principal Hoochie Mama.
That's
Kara
keeping it.
Kara Espososo.
Trifling.
But then I have a read for myself on why I hate Kara later. So we'll get into that. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings. This is maybe my favorite episode of the season.
Oh, really?
I feel that.
Really.
Oh, mm-hmm. Babe.
Shay.
For me, okay, so I with Joelle, like I actually cried real tears when they made him take off all his clothes and go through the whole scene. That was really emotional. However, Tavon, you are life in this
the
episode.
G Tavon.
He is so such a G. And Henderson, you the MVP in the chat. Everybody, like, you did this episode. We are proud of you. Yeah, however, I have a suspicion. I got a suspicion, and it was
on Henderson.
Just because something he said that really hit me.
No!
Unfortunately, I'm the one who feels like that, though.
So. All right, well, let's get into this episode. I've been telling y'all, I told y'all last week because I was right. I'm going to tell y'all again. Mm-hmm. Kara, Vice President, trifling.
Speak on it.
Done with her. Garbage.
Garbage.
Like, the worst. Espososo. She's just the worst. And I don't feel bad for her. We see her kind of have, like, some remorseful, like, views towards Jefferson. I'm like, no, you don't get to be upset. You suck.
Yeah. Right, pretty much.
Yeah. You don't get to be upset. You don't get to, when they decline your little email and tell you to do your job, that's what you should have been doing the first time, doing your dang on job, and not minding what everybody else is doing. I don't understand. I really don't understand how this is even playing out, how it's a secret that she does these things. Like, ain't nobody checking her computer. Ain't nobody checking her whereabouts. She popping up at Pod Babies talking about if one die, I got to go get a new one. Like, searching kids out. Nobody knows. You mean to tell me ain't nobody done followed her, her inside life? She ain't got nobody to know what she do.
Joelle.
I have mixed feelings. Because on the one hand, F that B. She could go run H. I have a lot of problems.
ABC, one, two, three.
How are you going to work with these kids day in, day out, and then disrupt their lives like this, end their lives like this? How are you going to work beside Jefferson every single day, help him with his kids, talk to him about his wife,
and then frame him?
And then make sure that he gets framed and sent to prison. On the other hand, you are not included in this, Portia, so you can celebrate you're not having to be included in this. But I gave Gambi a lot of slack, and had we come into this story a few years earlier, Gambi would have been in the exact same position as she is right now. So for me to hate on a black woman for doing these things, and especially because I know I'm somebody who's like naturally nurturing, and it gets under my skin if I see women not being nurturing, which is stupid. That's not your responsibility. You don't have a job to nurture anybody. You're not responsible for anyone else's feelings. That's something I often take on myself. Probably shouldn't, but I do. And so maybe like that is coming out as a prejudice for her because she is a woman and she is around all these kids, and you expect a woman specifically working in a school to be nurturing and loving and supporting. Not something I would have put on Gambi. So I feel very strange hating so hard on Portia, not knowing how she got involved in this line of work.
Not really on Portia.
I'm sorry, Kara.
Dang. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm late.
I just want you to know what I got to do with it.
Personally, I wouldn't have done this. So I don't know. I want to hate Kara, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what they have on you, girl. Why are you doing this? You look so sharp. You're clearly good at your job. She has not gotten caught. Do I praise her for being a black woman in business who's getting things done? I don't know the full story. I feel conflicted.
Okay, so for me, I am the same place as Joelle. Unfortunately, for you, I'm going to exclude you for that one.
You don't have to be included. You get a grace. Like, you get an outcome.
I'll take that grace.
Because seriously, like, I was saying the same thing to Drew Ellen. She was like, what? I understand. What she is doing is wrong, definitely wrong. How she, what she did to Jefferson, set him up. That is the most highest betrayal you can do, especially when you obviously can tell she actually has some love for this man. And I actually have to go against her feelings for that. On the flip side of that, I legit need a little bit more information on how she became a spotter, how the agency souped her up. And if, like, eventually she will, like, switch sides like Gambi did in a way, if that
maybe
could possibly
she
happen.
No family. My whole thing on the carrot, it's not so much her feelings towards Jefferson, because whatever. Like, a fine man is a fine man. You're going to feel some type of way whether you're good or bad. That's not the issue. My issue is that so often in inner city schools, we don't get teachers who care. Mm. And we don't get teachers who are invested in the kids' lives and, you know, want to go above and beyond. And so for her to paint herself as the wingman or wingwoman of Jefferson, who has done so much for his community, to just be turning around and being the, like, person who's basically, you know, force-feeding green light down these kids' throats and then putting them in these gross little pods. Like, I feel some type of way about that. And I feel like it reflects, you know, real-life inner-city schools. And that's the part I have an issue with. I don't really care about, you know, not that I don't care about Jefferson, but the Jefferson thing wasn't what made me be like, nah, I can't mess with you. It's the, you're painting this image that you're here for the kids, for the culture, and you're the one to...
You're hurting your own culture.
Mm-mm. She don't love us for real.
Yeah.
No. She is not kinfolk.
I love us for real. She don't love us for real.
Not skinfolk or kinfolk.
It's the truth.
Big facts. So speaking of, you know, people for the culture, Jefferson is for the culture. And Jefferson, just everything that happened to him in this episode, I could not handle it. Yeah. When we were seeing him, you know, get booked with, like, the fingerprints and just seeing someone who's such a strong point of, you know, strong person in the culture and seeing or in the community and seeing them torn down to nothing, like having him strip his clothes off and all of just the degrading things that people have to go through once they're in jail. It just really bothered me.
All the time. Yeah. It really... I think it was the most interiors, right? Even when Jennifer ran up, when Anissa ran up, like, it was seriously just, like, heartbreaking to watch. Like, this man who's a pillar of his community, who cares so much and put everything he could in back into his community, to have it almost turned back on him was so heartbreaking. And then, like, legit, I'm going to give it up to Tavon. That line was perfect. My daddy name is Lamont. You don't look like Lamont to me. I respect Tavon so much. I want him to come back. I want to see him in season two. Because I legit feel like you can do a lot much more with that character. Because he legit was like, I am setting up for Jefferson. I don't care about no police. I don't care about that badge or that gun you got right now, sir.
It was amazing just to see how fast, like, the entire community was like, who are you taking? Because I don't think so.
Yeah.
And it's like, on the one hand, it's like adorable and sweet and like a really great representation of love. On the other hand, go back to class, little boy. This is not your fight today. Like, it's really sweet. Definitely shout out to Tavon. Shout out to the girls. You were like ready to go nuclear if that's they what was it required. Ready.
No, Jennifer, yeah. She was like, calm down. I really need you to hear me right now, Jennifer. Calm.
Because she was so ready. Yeah. Like, she bought them fists. I saw it in her veins. It was about to happen for her. Like, she about to go into, but she couldn't do that out in the open.
No, anyway. Anissa, though, got me, though. First of all, sir, don't put your hands on me. I don't care if you got a badge or a gun. Never put your hands on me. I have issues with that regardless. So, John, with Anissa, you better take that breath for a second.
Did y'all notice that when they was doing the man on street interviews with the different people.
I was about to bring that
up. It was all of the black people had something positive to say about, you know, Jeff and how they arrested the wrong person. But then we have this one white woman who is against the odds. She's with this whole, oh, he's black Jesus and why you got people calling him that to and blase, fair, blase. Like, it was so super negative. And it's just like, do they want to keep pinning us against each other? Like, why can't we all just get along? Just like how they said in the show.
Well, the show asks, can we all live in peace?
And that's what Rodney King said.
And I feel like the answer is no, because people want very different things. And
well, dang, I'm an advocate for peace.
I'm definitely, I am not saying don't try to live your life peacefully. I'm saying that when you have 7 billion people on the planet and they all have their own agendas and their own desires, like, asking everybody to come to the middle and live in harmony is going to be very hard to do. A lot, especially if you come from a place of power. When you lose power, it feels like you're losing, even though you're creating equity amongst people. So I don't think that it's possible to live in peace globally. I just don't see how conceivably that
it's
can
just
be done.
Like, but why they had a white woman ready to tear a black man down?
Because, I think she's not a member of the community.
Can we talk about Stephen Clark? If that's the case.
Like, here's the thing. She's not a member of the community, so she has no idea who Jefferson is or what he's done for the community. All she knows is the story that she's heard. He's called Black Jesus, which to her is probably reprehensible. he sold green crack. Like, all she knows is what she's been
green
told.
Crack.
I don't know what the hell.
Green light.
Excuse me. Green light. I just feel like that's the narrative. When that narrative is pushed, it's why a lot of white people who've never met a black person are automatically afraid of black people, because they just don't know any better. There's a fundamental ignorance that lives inside of people when you haven't reached across cultures to engage with people that don't look like you.
And it was a very big representation of just how it is now. Like I said, a little bit like Stephen, like what happened to Stephen Clark and the lady who said what she said and got fired from her job because of it. But what she said, no matter how she did it, what she did was a little bit reprehensible in saying that he deserved it because he was running away from the cops. That doesn't make what they did right. That doesn't make him getting shot and dead a right thing to do. And in this episode, it really does bring to light that there are very different views when you have a black community who has seen this man, like, really bring them back up and try to do right by them. And then, you, like she said, when you see a person who doesn't really know any black people and just hearing one narrative, they're going off the narrative, not an actual something that's really true.
I think there are a lot of scenes in this episode in particular that show kind of a lot of things that, I mean, obviously the show is great about, you know, keeping a touch of reality and what's going on in current day. But just seeing Jefferson and the process of Jefferson, like, so often, you know, where it's innocent until proven guilty. And so often in society with black people, it's guilty. Yeah. Even after it's proven innocent, there's still some sense of, like, their reputation somewhat tarnished. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, it's such a, like, we don't need to see the facts. We just heard, and that's it, and that's it. And, like, that's all. That's over. And I felt like the white woman was just, like, a visual representation of someone who's not involved in the community just speaking on something, and that holding so much more value than all the other, like, little interviews that they did.
All the other good things. I'm just like, how are you going to cancel out? Well, all these, you know, wholesome black people who have experiences and testimonies about what this man has been to the community, you're going to cancel all that out for somebody who don't know nothing, who just ride in the negative way because he a black man.
Yeah. But I thought what was more interesting was coming out of the segment of interviews, the host said disbelief and some people disillusioned. In other words, taking the police's word as fact as opposed to the people in the community that I just spoke to. Maybe it's the police who are disillusioned. Maybe it's the police who are wrong.
Yeah.
But he chose to frame it as, well, they're just disillusioned. They have no ability to believe that he did this. It's hard to believe that he did that. We've seen him and interacted with him daily.
Which I thought was also interesting because it kind of ties into how there's been issues of the news not phrasing things in a way that's positive. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is what I hate about the news right now sometimes. There'll be a headline and it'll say one thing and then you'll open the article and it'll be saying something completely different and people will just be sitting there retweeting it without even reading the article. And I felt like that was kind of like a parallel situation.
I just wanted to shout out to somebody in the chat, Black Magic, who said like watching this episode with his family was a little bit more eye-opening because somebody in his family
got framed,
like was put in jail for a crime he didn't commit.
Mm. Wow.
So that really hit him hard. And like just seeing that, like, first of all, I'm so sorry that happened to you and your family. We are here for you. And I'm so glad you enjoyed this episode. I have to say that. So
also just the planting green light and all of that, like just everything about it was just so infuriating.
How about the fact that they marched into his school? Like that school is holy ground. Like those kids obviously ride or die for him, but the fact like he built that school, he's been teaching in it since the start of his career. For y'all to just walk in, like surround his car and make it a spectacle and not treat him with some of the respect that he's certainly earned as like a leader of the community is that to me was the worst aspect of the initial arrest. Was just, you could have done this any time.
And you chose
to do it here. And the reason you probably did is because it's a... green light is probably a felony anyway, depending on how they scheduled it as a drug in this universe. But if you have drugs on school grounds, the crimes against you go up. And you spend significantly more time in prison. So I just thought that was dirty.
That really was. But do y'all see the correlation between the name of the episode and what's actually happening? Jesus was somebody who was ridiculed and framed for something he didn't do, crucified and died. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And of course he rose again, but just like that, they're calling him Black Jesus. So it's like in parallel to what happened to a story in the Bible to now. We see somebody who was innocent and he's being ridiculed for something he clearly didn't do, all because they have a vendetta against him. Upper powers have a vendetta. And it's just like a great correlation and to see that, you know, they actually plan it out in real life. We see it in the Black community for so many people who actually go to jail for stuff they never did or that was pinned on them just to get on the Black man line. Up because people don't come back home. Because at first I'm looking at Jen like, here she go with the waterworks again. But then I'm just like, no, she got a point. Like, okay, yeah, you can cry because you don't know if your daddy coming back home, because there's so many people out here who done been framed or who in jail for just petty, minute, stupid charges and they never come back home. Yeah. And it's just like, why?
I mean, we have people who, you know, were fighting for civil rights and whatnot. Like, we have Black Panthers who are still in jail to this day.
Yeah.
Who
were for crimes they most likely did not commit. I mean, we can even look at the guys they didn't get a chance to go to prison. Like, Philando Castile, this episode reminded me a lot of him. This is a guy who was paying for kids' lunches at schools, who was a teacher, who was an upstanding member of his community. You could have asked anyone and they would have told you who he was. Didn't even get a chance to speak on his behalf, didn't get his day in court, didn't even get to get booked. And I'm really excited that this show was able to bring those stories to light in a way that connected on this level. I really like this episode.
Especially, I was gonna say, sorry to interrupt. Just all the episodes have a very spiritual aspect to them. They're all like the sins of, or they really do reflect a lot of spirituality.
Yeah,
that's definitely a height in the Black community.
Yeah, like, that's what I love about it.
Like, really grasp onto that. Like, because most of the time, during that time, all we had was hope. All you had was faith.
Yeah. And it just proved, like, the whole situation is kind of like the affluenza kid. You know how he, like, is literally, like, getting out with a slap on the wrist. And then that lady just got charged, was it five years for going to jail?
He served 2 years, I think, the affluenza kid, who killed someone with his car when he was drunk driving, then fled to Mexico, Texas. And then you just want to put this woman she claimed she wasn't even aware. Honestly, it's not that big of a deal. She voted Democrat in a consistently red state.
Yeah.
It did not affect the polls at all. 5 years is so much of your life to lose for something that affected nothing long term. No one was hurt. Nobody's like, it makes zero sense. A fine would have been great. Just here's $100 and move on with your life.
This episode just reminds us that, like, even, you know, the most upstanding members of the Black community, like, can be subjected to injustice. Yeah,
especially the way they used his powers.
Yeah.
The way he was, they made it very clear at any point in time he could have ended all of this. Like, there was no reason for him to go through any of the embarrassment, the humiliation. He didn't need to be fingerprinted. Exactly. Well, and he didn't need, like, now he's going to have to be three times as careful as he's out in the real world. Like, his fingerprints and DNA are now owned by the police. So as Black Lightning, he can't bleed anywhere. He has to make sure he always has his gloves on. Like, there's going to be a lot of things that he cannot do now because he's in the system.
Do that match up, though? His Black Lightning DNA and his regular?
Well, I don't know if it's any
that's
different.
That's a good question, though.
That would be interesting.
We have to ask Lynn with her I'm his wife looking self. Girl, if you don't get out.
I mean, but that Death Sergeant, she need to get herself told some things today.
All right. Facts. But we got to keep it pushing. Portia.
I got something to say.
You got something to say, girl. Okay.
Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Yes, big
podcast
yes.
edition. She got a podcast, y'all. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Every Friday. Don't miss a Friday. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, because don't we all need that? From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more, let Maria Menounos be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
For the free.
Free 99.
If it's free, it's for
me. Be sure to rate and comment when you do and let Maria know that it was us who sent you there to Black Lightning after show panel. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Guys, I know we talk about this podcast a lot, but it really is the bomb. Like, I listen to it. Honestly, she's someone who's been through a lot and someone who has a lot of knowledge on multiple things, whether you're in the entertainment industry, whether you're a woman, whether you're just a freaking human being. Like, mm-hmm. she just has a lot of knowledge, and you should check it out, because she's about that life.
Yeah, about that sure life. Is. All areas of your life. Get them all together. All aspects.
And, guys, while we're, chilling, talking about podcasts, go ahead and like this video right now. I'll give you 2 seconds to like it. Ready? Go. Like it.
Like.
Okay. Y'all listening. Like it. Subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes right now, make sure to subscribe. Leave a comment. Tell us something nice. Write a comment. Tell us we're nice. And then tell us something nice about yourself.
And if you guys want to leave a comment at the iTunes, I do read those. Because you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for our 4.5 stars.
Yeah, and while you're at it, check out our new AfterBuzz TV website. It just got redone. It looks amazing. And your girls are on the front page. Little Black Lightning right there.
We pray to catch you listening.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. That is somebody who is definitely all about that life and who I'm continuously starting to like more and more. My man Henderson.
Henderson is the one. He is the G. Can I tell you, when Jefferson was in there, like, I can't tell you. I'm like, now is the time where you confess. Yeah. Now is the time where you tell him you're Black Lightning. It's now or never. Because after this, it's going to always feel like a betrayal. Like, he put his whole behind on the line for you. You owe him the truth. And I don't think
Black Lightning
stop
got
helping
his back,
you.
Though. They work together.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're already here. I'm your best friend in real life. I gaslight with you at night. Like, help me help you.
But he don't trust Henderson on that level. And he just dealt with hurt from trusting people on that level.
So what I'm saying is, if Henderson is willing to put his entire career on the line, the thing that only has... That's like... Yeah. As far as we know of Henderson, that's the only thing that has true value to him.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
How can
you
not trust him on this?
Am I the only one who feels like Henderson low-key knows? Or has suspicions.
He definitely has suspicions.
Yes. Henderson sounded like my mama when she knows what's up.
That's what I'm saying.
So is there anything you want to tell me? He was like, no, I can't think of anything. He's like, I see you and I love you because I'm your mother. I'm still going to help you, but I'm pissed. And I'm going to remember this.
I did appreciate the fact that he was like, I knew you were going to give me what I asked for, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to help you at the end of the day.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he has told him plenty of times before, like, I know you more than that. I know you more than that. I know you more than that. And and even when, that stuff happened to Lynn, he like, you sure ain't nobody coming for you because of something else. Mm-hmm. Like, he definitely has speculations, and he's definitely getting closer and closer. And it's only going to be a matter of time before, they have to have that mashup where, oh my gosh, you're Black Lightning.
I'm not mad at the fact that, the reveal hasn't happened yet, just because we've had Anissa find out and... Jennifer find out. And it's like, I don't want everybody knowing all season one, because then it's like, okay, like, where is...
The only thing, though, is that this is his Gordon, and I'm ready for that partnership. No, I'm ready for him to be like, look, you need to tune into that police scanner because something's going down and we need Black Lightning now. Like, I'm ready for the... And it's probably a really good, like, season finale moment where Henderson can just be like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's real. Like, I had an inkling. Because I feel like it's very much in his subconscious right now. Like, I don't think he's aware that he's Black Lightning, but I think he's like...
Something's not adding up.
I don't care if Henderson knows. I just want Henderson to keep it in the family, to keep his mouth closed. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't seem like you have a problem with that.
He doesn't, but, you know, we still on edge with him.
We still they might clash. I got
my own speculation.
It took him
Henderson,
a long
man.
Time to try to get himself together to want to fight justice and want to do the right thing. He knew for a whole two episodes that Cayman was dirty.
Okay, so this is where the issues are going to fall. So Henderson is a by-the-books lawman. He went a little bit outside the books to try to find what was going on, like why Jefferson was being framed.
When he took those... No, okay.
For Black Lightning.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. But for the most part, he, like, abides by the law, which Jefferson is not really into the rules. Like, he's like, no, I have a feeling someone's hurt. I must react. so I think that once Henderson knows about Jefferson, that's going to be their main issue, where Henderson's going to be like, buy the book, and he's going to be like, no, I have to do something. Unlike, you know, my perfect Gordon, who's just like, oh, you know, whatever. Whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
You need to team up with Freeze to solve a crime? Do that. I don't care. It's totally fine. We need one of those cops. I need a cop on the inside who's like, I'm willing to wreck all of this.
Well, you know, I feel like Henderson's kind of getting there just because he has, like, the Black Lightning phone. So it's like, he kind of, like, you know, because at first, in the beginning of the season, we see he's just flat out anti-Black Lightning. Mm-hmm. And as the season progressed, I feel like it's become more and more like, like, I don't like you, but I'm going to work with you. But I still don't like you, so I don't think this is a friendship mm-hmm. quite yet.
No.
So I think once the Jefferson thing is revealed, I feel like he's going to be like, damn.
Do you think he'll react like Jefferson did with Gambi? Just be like, you lied to me, and I'm so hurt, and I can't move
I don't think everybody feel like everybody lying, okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be the same dramatic, because, I mean, there's no dead daddy in that situation.
That's fair.
So yeah. I don't think it'll be the same situation, but I think it'll be like... You did me like that? Like, word. I see you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, lay it on a Shay.
Henderson did a great job this episode. I will not discount that. However, something he said, like, that, like, made my brain percolate. And I just wanted, like, when the guy said, you don't know what's or who you're messing with, who's really behind, he's like, I know exactly. It was just the way he said it, the inflection caught my attention. I'm just like, I like you right now. I don't want to, like, go back to not trusting you. It's just... I can't really put my finger on why my suspicions are up, but they are up. And that's all I
feel
can say
like
right
he
now.
Said that because he was the one that took the pictures of him when they was getting the weapons together to kill Black Lightning with. He saw Cayman up there. He saw, like, he was, you know, taking the pictures. He followed them.
Yeah.
He was even shooting. He was even locking up the doctor for in the green light lab. So I feel like that's what he's talking about. He know what's going on in that aspect. I don't think he has a hand on the ASA and all
or
that other stuff.
Maybe there's a situation that we'll see later on down the road that, you know, Henderson maybe didn't do something by the books, or maybe Henderson's past isn't as squeaky clean as it would seem, and maybe that's why he's so by the books now.
What did they upgrade him to? Is he captain?
He's deputy chief.
Get it, Henderson.
He got the badges and whatnot.
Yes.
He's very clean, that little press conference.
Now looking like a old snack.
Can we take a minute? I would just like officers to watch Henderson's speech and then think about giving it to your own community in your own words and with your own feelings. Just be like, you know what? We have not been the best. I feel like I'm a good cop, and these other black cops I pulled up behind me also majorly dope. We're going to work on cleaning out all of the crappy cops, all the cops who are willing to shoot people, who carry around toy guns to plant on people. Frickin' Boston, like the cops that are willing to shoot kids and then not call an ambulance because you know what? They deserve to die in the street. Like those cops, we are going to get rid of those people, and we're going to make sure that we are here to serve and protect you. Like it says on the side of our flash. Vehicles.
Because how'd I even make it?
I just don't understand. Like, I understand to some degree a lawyer is definitely going to tell a police union, like, don't say anything. But you're out here, you're going to courthouses, you're firing these people anyway after the fact. How great would it be like, you know what? We see the problem, we realize there's an issue, and we're going to address it openly. I don't know if this ever happens, but if I only get it in the show, like, at least I got it here. Like, at least I got one time. Even if it's not real, I will, like, absorb this fantasy world. It was an amazing speech. It definitely brought me to tears.
But I loved it. Oh, go ahead.
Oh.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
My bad then.
Always. It's always me.
I was going to say, I really loved how this show really brought to light something that, like, we say is happening right now. Like, then our justice system is failing. It is not right. And it is broken. And we really need to fix it. Because this is basically some nonsense. Everything's like people going to jail for crimes they didn't commit, getting 5 years for something that makes no sense. It really is just like, it's like a circle that we really need to break that freaking cycle, guys. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really sick of it.
So before we get into our special game that I have for you,
ladies, yes, let's talk about Gambi real quick. I feel like this episode was kind of like, you know when your dog, like, pees on your carpet, yes, and you're really mad at them, mm-hmm, and then after a while they come into your house and they like stroll up to you and they look real cute.
To a dog, yeah, to a dog.
I got what you're saying,
but he just she's making an analogy. Let me finish.
You're right. I'm sorry.
He looked like a sad little puppy, and I just feel like Jefferson was just like,
"That's interesting," because that's not. The question I wrote for you guys is: does Jefferson need to forgive Gambi for them to have a relationship? Because to me, I'm not sure I can continue to be your friend if you cannot forgive me for whatever happened in the past. Like, that's always going to be a grudge weighing on you. Even if you can't forget. Like, if you can't forget, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, I put myself in that position. Like, we have to figure out how we're going to go on knowing what I did. Totally fair. But to say I can never forgive you, then what are we... I don't know if... I can't move forward in a relationship without forgiveness.
But that's where he is right now, because it's like a fresh open cut. Forgiveness takes time. It's not like a quick snap of the finger process. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, sure.
It takes time. It's a one day at a time type of thing. Ooh, yeah. One day at a time type of thing.
You got it.
Yeah, I was losing it here. But but yeah, so like, let's just give him his time, because you know he's probably just saying that right now because it's still fresh.
But he said forgive him.
He's going to forgive him.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I mean, he let him pray for the food. Like, you don't be letting nobody pray for your family and the food.
No, but he did give a nice slap back in there. He was just like, well, Gambi, you are the oldest.
There I mean, go. But my thing but is, that was you don't, but you don't let project. Nobody who you don't care about pray for you. You don't just want anybody praying for you. You that know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Yeah.
He did get to come in and sit and eat the food. Yeah,
I definitely think, like, Gambi's on the road to redemption. I think Jefferson, where we saw him very close off to it, I think he recognizes and understands how important Gambi is to not only just Black Lightning as a whole, but to his family, how big of a part of the Pierce family he is. Because Anissa, like, consistently goes to Gambi for, you know, advice and someone to turn to. And, you know, we see that even Lynn kind of has had some moments with Gambi throughout the season. So I think Jefferson, like, maybe they can't have that father-son relationship right now that they once had, but I think Jefferson can
see. That ain't his daddy.
But, I mean, he practically raised him. Not that they're father and son, but, I mean, he's like
I gave you your powers, so I kind of am your daddy.
Yeah. I'm your superhero daddy.
The ASA superhero gave him daddy. His powers.
Which I worked for. So, I am also your father.
My theory still is Gambi gave him those powers. When his dad died.
Also trained you how to use those powers, built you equipment so that you could... He is definitely a stepdaddy, which is, at the very least, he has had a hand in making him who he is today.
Fact. Well, Gambi said something really important that I would like to bring up. He said it to Anissa at the beginning of the episode, and he was basically telling her, like, nobody can train you for what's inside of you, everything you need. Mm-hmm. No, he said, nobody can train you for everything. What you need is already inside of you. And I feel like that's a really great point for all of us, because a lot of us have so many things inside of us to share with the world, to give to people. And even this show, like us hosting this show and talking about it and taking the viewpoints of how they portray the Black community and us, you know, relating it to our own communities and the real world and not just Hollywood and television. It all plays a part in using what's inside of us for the greater good and just making sure that people know that somebody is out there just like them and that we care. That was that. Yeah.
Aww. Gambi is the real one.
All right, y'all.
Is it special time?
Before we go into predictions, I have a little game. If you're in the chat, I want you to play along with us. I just got some facts, you know, some facts about the cast, and I'm just going to read them, and I want you to figure out who we're talking about.
Oh, damn. Let's do it.
All right. Which Black Lightning star is actually British? And you can say the name of the character if you don't know.
Is it Sky?
Who?
Sky.
Sky plays...
Kara.
Yeah.
Portia, do you have someone?
I don't know.
Chat? Wait a second. You said...
Does anyone in the chat know?
Thank you, Booth.
This is Jeopardy music.
The answer is...
It was not Gammy. I'm like, really?
Christine Adams, a.k.a. Lynn. Wow. Really? Is British.
I should have guessed that. Actually, I even guessed it, like, before you said it.
Nice, Ivan. Congratulations. All right.
Ivan looked it up. He knew.
Ivan is on his TV knowledge, okay? Yeah. That boy is aware. He looked it up while he
was watching.
Okay, so the show, if you don't know, actually films in Atlanta. Mm. Who was born and raised in Atlanta?
Chyna McClain.
Okay, well.
Well, that was that.
Good job. Good job.
On to the next one. Who went to Juilliard?
And for what?
Wait.
It's going to be for acting.
Juilliard.
Dang, that's... If it's not a Fessa, it's not Chris.
Anyone in the chat know? 5.
So I'm going to say Glenn.
4.
So. I'm going to say Anissa.
3.
Anissa.
I'll say Black Lightning.
1. It was Damon Gupton, a.k.a. Detective Henderson.
Dang!
Juilliard. Who owns their own boutique called Saturday Dreaming? I actually just ordered from this boutique.
Don't say Anissa.
Is it a clothing store?
Nefessa?
Yeah, it's a clothing store. Who'd you say?
Nefessa.
Correct.
Yes.
Nefessa has a online clothing store called Saturday Dreaming. She puts on really bomb sales, first of all, and it's really cute clothes. It's like she has activewear and like cute little dresses. And yeah, she always puts on like sales, you know, especially when Black Lightning's on air, she'll like give you a little discount code. So shout out to her.
She got them season 2.
Yes, you're going to see me in all the fashions next season from her. Let's see. Who is a member of Strong Arm Steady, which is a music group? Think about...
I want to say Jefferson, just because he really was also on and Living Single, and they had a ton of musical transition to acting.
This is a very musical cast, actually. Like, when you think about it, they all can sing or do some sort of something.
I'm gonna leave
it at Cree. If it's not...
Is it Gambi?
It's going to be Gambi.
Who'd you say?
I said Jefferson.
It's Tobias, aka
Man can sing. Are you kidding?
He's a rapper. It's Marvin Jones III, aka his rapper name is Crondon, and he's a member of Strong Arm Steady, which is a rap group.
Every day I fall more in love. I'm so excited.
Yeah, he's kind of a snack.
I cannot wait to get the album.
Never. Did you just say he's kind of a snack?
He is delicious.
Which member of the Black Lightning cast already had a hit CW show?
Chris.
Correct.
Heart of Dixie. What up?
He played the mayor.
Yes, he did.
He was the best character with his thick freaking country accent. It was life. If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix.
It's like one of seven shows I haven't watched on the CW.
It's a good binge. It's a good binge show. Let's see. Who was born in Montreal, Canada?
Who's Canadian?
I will give you all a hint. No, I won't.
Is it Kara?
Gambi.
Nope.
Nefessa.
Nope.
Okay, tell us.
She was just on the show with us last week.
Oh, Chantel. I don't know why I blanked that out.
Tweet, a.k.a. Grace.
I knew that. I wasn't even thinking about her. That's crazy.
This is a really good list,
She's from Canada. So nice. She is fluent in French, because she's from Montreal, and Vietnamese.
Dang, girl.
Right?
Get your world travel on.
Are those all my questions? Yeah, those are
all
my questions. So what we learned from today is we suck at games.
I'm not good at trivia. I'll be the first one to say it. Games. It's okay.
But real quick before we close out predictions for...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
If Jennifer doesn't get her behind in a suit by next episode, I am gonna lose it. I want... The team. I thought we were going to get a glimpse of the team when Gambi did the cop knock on the door and scared everybody. And I was hoping that she was going to be like right there, front center, like hands blazing, like, I got you, Dad. Step up, girl. It's time. Be a member of this family or get out. I'm tired.
Oh, wow.
So my only prediction is that Lala is going to kill Tobias.
Okay.
Not my baby, no.
For me, I'm ready for that Tobias versus Black Lightning, but also I feel like Lala is going to make an appearance somehow in that, because the showdown's at the school. So it's time for Jennifer to stand up. Scary. Jennifer, protect your school. They call you the Queen of Garfield. Be the Queen
of Garfield.
Yeah. And my prediction, I still think, because we saw one of the pod babies, as I keep calling them, we saw one of them die. I still think that somehow Jennifer is going to be who they try to replace the pod baby with, and that she somehow like is able to help all of those people, and that's how we get to see Jennifer tap into her powers.
Great prediction.
Thank you. As always, guys, it has been so fun hanging out with you ladies. My favorite part of the week. Shay, where can they find you?
You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and the Deception Chat at 8 o'clock tonight and Rise at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays.
You on here, girl.
Hey, guys. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. Every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Be sure to check out Collider's Heroes. I'll be there, I think, next week on Monday. Also, Atlanta, Thursdays. When do we shoot that? 8? 9?
9.
Sometime. Check out the schedule. It's super good. Drew and I do it. It's great. Also tonight, The Magicians! It's the season finale! If you haven't watched, you shouldn't join us, but you should get caught up because it's a great show.
That was a lot. you can find me everywhere at Portia Carter.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Guys, if you're a fan of The Flash, next week, West Allen is going against Nancy and Jonathan from Stranger Things, which we don't care about. But I need your help defending them. So tune in 6 p.m. next Tuesday. See you guys there.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.